I just wanted to take a moment and thank you for taking the time to listen to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of us being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or become a subscriber from whatever place you get your podcasts, you'll always have new material to listen to and new artists and music to discover. And thank you so much for listening.
Okay, well, here it is. This is our very, 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 very first original podcast. Now, if you're hanging around the interwebs there, you've been to our website, haveyouheardjazz.com. You've seen that we've archived some previous shows, but this is the first time where we're going to do a podcast-only show. This is a show that has not been on the air. And let me explain exactly what's going to happen. So as you know, we're only on the air 1 hour a week on Wednesday evenings, 9 p.m. on WICR 88.7, WICRonline.org is where you can stream us. And so we don't get to interview everybody that we want to interview because there's so many great shows happening in here in town. And there are so many great albums that are released. We just can't get to it all. So what we're going to do is start putting some of the shows we can't do Wednesday night, we're going to put them right here on the podcast. Okay? So Wednesday, October 19th, at the Jazz Kitchen, there will be a really spectacular band there called The Cookers. And The Cookers, well, if you're not familiar with The Cookers, this is where you're going to get familiar with them, okay? We're playing the Jazz Kitchen Wednesday, October 19th. Doors open at 5, shows at 7, and it's going to be a pretty spectacular band. It's a great concert. We were going to talk today. I was going to talk with David Weiss, a trumpet player from The Cookers. They were on their way to Portugal, and some flights were getting canceled and mixed up, so he was, trying to pull it all together and organize it. I can't even imagine the stresses of a manager to get a group together to go overseas. I've been a part of a group that went overseas, and you know, when our flight got canceled, I just sat back and waited for somebody else to take care of it. Well, David Weiss is the guy who's taking care of it for The Cookers. So let's just jump right into one of their tunes. They have a brand new album, so they're on a tour right now, promoting their new album, The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think it's a great album. We're going to just start right on this tune called Beyond Forever. And I think you're going to like it. I know I like it. So, I don't know. Maybe we have similar tastes. Maybe not. But here it is, The Cookers with a beautiful tune called Beyond Forever. Beyond Forever, and that features Donald Harrison on alto sax, which is a great saxophone player. Let me give you a rundown of the personnel of the Cookers. They're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen October 19th. Billy Harper is on tenor, David Weiss on trumpet, Eddie Henderson also on trumpet, Billy Hart on drums, George Cables on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and then, like I mentioned, Donald Harrison on alto sax. This is going to be a great show at the Jazz Kitchen, and we really wanted to get a regular show to promote them. And there's so many different things going on. And since we air on Wednesday night, and they're going to be playing Wednesday night, we figured it would be a little bit too late. A little too late. So I thought, hey, we have this new podcast. Why don't we go ahead and do something there? Why don't we just put something up there? Okay, for more information, you can check out thejazzkitchen.com for all your ticket needs. And also thecookersmusic.com. The Cookers, they've been together for 7 years, and some really amazing players. First of all, Eddie Henderson on trumpet and Billy Harper on tenor. These guys have played with virtually everybody. Billy Hart, I mean, this is an amazing group. They're on tour, like I mentioned, to promote their upcoming record, The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart. Now, what I like about this band is that they've been together for 7 years, so there's a tightness and a familiarity, and it's a trust, I think. When you get these people together that have been together for so long and they've been playing together for so long, you get familiar with somebody, so it doesn't, a groove doesn't have to be metronomically, mathematically perfect. It can be just a little bit loose, and it can be a little rough, but everybody knows where the beat is. Everybody knows where the pow is. And I think that says something about, you know, obviously these are great players. They've been around for a long time. They're very mature in their approach to the music. And so I think that's pretty exciting. So I'd like to play a track, the opening track, the title track, The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart. And this was a really interesting groove. And it's like loose, but it's really tight in its looseness. Like, I don't know how you could never, ever, ever quantify exactly what is happening. But man, it is grooving and you feel it. That's the thing I love about this band. You really feel what they are doing. So again, we're playing. This is our first official podcast away from, this is something that's not going to be on the terrestrial station. Little promo here for the Cookers. They're playing Wednesday, October 19th at the Jazz Kitchen. Like I said, we were going to talk to David Weiss, one of the trumpet players in the band, but they were scrambling to try to get everybody to the airport to start their tour in Portugal. And you know how it can be. Sometimes it's a little hectic. So it's just crazy. I just don't know. I really don't know. I mean, they're going to be in Portugal on Saturday and the Jazz Kitchen on Wednesday. So that might be, that's, you know, wow, that's all over the place. That's exciting, though. It can be pretty exciting. And so, yeah, like I said, there a couple flights were getting canceled. So David was, he was like calling me saying, I think I can do it. Uh-oh, I can't do it. Let's hook up later. So I said, hey, I'm going to throw something together. And if you can get back with me, we'll add you to it. So at some point, there could be David Weiss talking at some point on this show. This would be spectacular. But for now, it's just you and me, and we're talking about the Cookers. And this is the title track from their brand new album, The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart. We'll be right back. The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart from the brand new record from the Cookers. They're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen October 19th. In case you're not in Indianapolis and you're around the country, they are going to be in Chicago, Illinois, October 20th at Constellation. October 21st, they're going to be at Musical Instrument Museum in Phoenix, Arizona. I've heard about this place, and I bet that's going to be pretty exciting. October 22nd, they're in Oakland at Yoshi's, very famous jazz bar there, jazz club. My apologies. October 23rd in Los Angeles, October 24th in Santa Cruz, and October 25th and 26th, they're going to be at Jazz Alley up in Seattle, Washington. So a little west, they're starting in Portugal and ending in Seattle. So there you go. That's the month of October for the Cookers. But in the middle there, they're going to be at the Jazz Kitchen. It's, man, it's great to have such a great club here in Indianapolis where we get to hear such places, people like this in places like the Jazz Kitchen. So it's we're pretty fortunate to have that. You know, since this is our first podcast, we're going to end it a little early. And I have one tune that I would like to play, one last tune I'd like to play for you. And I believe you're going to like it. I know I like it. And this really will demonstrate kind of the, and these are all veterans of the jazz world. And so they take things a little bit, you know, they're just, it's very organically grown and it kind of turns left here and there, but it kind of straightens out in a way that it's like, oh, okay. I like, yeah, well, all right. I like the, we go on a little journey. We go on a little journey with a lot of these tunes. So, but before I play this last tune, I just want to say thanks for tuning in to the podcast. If you found us through iTunes or Stitcher or anywhere else, thank you so much. If you want to give us an email, hyhjazz@gmail.com, and just let us know like how we can make it easier for you to find us and what kind of material you would like to hear, you know, because we can do pretty much anything now on the podcast. And well, not anything, but, you know, it's not going to turn into like a Howard Stern jazz show or any crazy stuff like that. But we can have some fun. And so if there's some questions, we can always do a question and answer session or anything like that. So it's going to be fun. All right, so email us, hyhjazz@gmail.com. Keep checking back at haveyouheardjazz.com. We're constantly updating some of our old interviews and some new material and occasional CD reviews and everything in the middle. All right, so we're going to end this little podcast with another tune from the Cookers. You can hear them Wednesday, October 19th at the Jazz Kitchen. For more information, check out thejazzkitchen.com or thecookersmusic.com. And you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed, I can tell you that. All right, so here is a tune entitled Third Phase by the Cookers. We'll see you Wednesday, October 19th at the Jazz Kitchen.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time. So there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.